Welcome everyone, Bezat Hashem. We continue with Shari Chuvah Shar Aleph Ois Mem Beis, Shir number 67, Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Arche Moed Kedoshim. We continue to discuss the importance of Tefillah as a very powerful component, the 15th principle of Chuvah. David HaMelech was told by Shmuel HaNavi, Vatitzlach ruach Hashem el David mehayoyim hahu v'malo. Vatitzlach ruach Hashem. You, David, will be successful. You'll be inspired with the ruach Hashem. Hashem will be with you. You'll be powerful against your enemies. You'll be successful against your enemies. You'll have this ruach Hashem, this godly spirit, to be victorious. This Ruach Hashem gave David HaMelech the ability to fight off and kill a bear, a lion that came to attack his father's flock. This Ruach Hashem gave David HaMelech the power to kill Goliath with a pebble, with a stone. But after the Mice of David and Bathsheba, this Ruach Hashem left David HaMelech. And David HaMelech davened to Hashem in Kapitel Nun Aleph, chapter 51. Herev kapseini me'avoini u'michatosi tahareini. Herev kapseini, said David, cleanse me. He asked Hashem, besides for the forgiveness, which Hashem said, I forgive you. Hashem sent the Navi Nason, and is discussed and recorded in Shmuel Beis, in Shmuel Beis, yes. And it says that the Navi told David, a mashal of a wealthy man and a poor man, and after David was fuming mad at the story, then Nasan the Navi tell David, you are this wealthy man. And David was told what he did wrong. David HaMelech responds immediately, no excuses. He says, Chatosi. And he wants to continue. Avisi, Peshati. He wants to continue going on and on with Tshuva. And the Navi, if you look in the Pasuk, there's a psik, there's a stop. And the Navi, so to say, picked up his hand and he told David, Hashem accepted your tefillah. Hashem accepted your tshuva. So David was forgiven by Hashem. But there's two different aspects as Rabbeinu Yoina is teaching us now. One is you can be forgiven. And as we said yesterday, but are you mekuruv to Hashem? Are you close to Hashem? That's a different story. Is the Ruach Hashem, is the spirit of Hashem inside of David like it was from before? And that is what David HaMelech is davening to Hashem. Please bring that closeness back to me. Herif kapseini, herif from the Lashon of Harbe. Take that dirty laundry and you put it in the washing machine and you give it some elbow grease first. You pre-treat it with that stain and you try to wash it once and again until you get the stain totally out. Herif kapseini ma'avoini, cleanse me thoroughly, totally, 100%. This is the tefillah David HaMelech is davening to Hashem. U'michatosi tareini, and purify me. Hispalu oid ala rotzun. Even after that, David HaMelech still davens for the rotzun that he should be close to Hashem. Hispalu oid ala rotzun, that he should be accepted by Hashem. He should be favorable to Hashem. Liyosirtsoin Hashem yizbarach boi kekedem achit. That the relationship that David had with Hashem, with the Ruach Hashem, should be like it was before the Chet. As he says further in Pasuk Yud Gimel, in Perek Nun Aleph, Al tashlicheni milfanecho. We know these famous words. Al tashlicheni milfanecho. Don't send me away from before you. V'ruach kotshecho al tikach mimeni. And this Holy Spirit, your Holy Spirit, don't take it away from me. Furthermore, David davens, Hashivali Sasai Nishecho. Hashivali, Restore to me the sesayin yishecha, the joy of your salvation that you, Hashem, can provide. Shiyunise Hashem yishoy mitzuyim itoy. David is asking Hashem, it used to be I would live my life on the higher plane, the higher level, with Nisim, because the Ruach Hashem was imbued inside of me. And this is what David HaMelech is davening. Not that he should be able to have the strength to kill the lion, to say he killed the lion, because that's a simin l'davar, that's a sign to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close with him. Sh'veshetitzlach lov Ruach Elokim kasher betchilo, that the spirit of Hashem should rest with David like it did originally, before the chait. This is what David HaMelech is teaching us. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, there are two aspects over here. One aspect is to be forgiven. Chatasi, you're forgiven. You admit your mistake. You said vidor, you meant it seriously. You have charata, and you follow everything what you had to do for tshuva. But there's a whole different aspect. The Ritzoyin, Hashem, the favorable relationship between you and Hashem, that's also what we have to daven for. We have to daven to Hashem to bring it back, kimikedem, like it was from before. Wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos.